Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bernie Sanders, talk to us, old friend, about NSA spying. We Americans are now getting used to people saying, for your own good, we got to spy on you and everybody else in order to protect you. Is there a fallacy in that?
There sure is. I mean, if you want to live in an authoritarian kind of country, I guess that's fine. But if you believe in American freedom and our right to live our lives the way we want without government interference, then that is not the kind of society that we want. Look, Alan, in my view, and I'm speaking as somebody who voted against the original USA Patriot Act, not a whole lot of people did, voted against its reauthorization. I happen to believe that the NSA and some of the other intelligence agencies are now out of control. And I think what they have now is just an extraordinary amount of technology. And what they're doing is using that technology in ways that infringe on the privacy rights of virtually every person in this country and people all over the world. Look, there is no question that terrorism is a real issue. There is no question to my mind that there are people out there who are working every single day trying to do us harm. And we need our intelligence agencies to protect the American people. No question about that. But there is also no question in my mind that that can be done in a constitutional way. That you do not have to allow the NSA to file every telephone call made in the United States of America. So that if you call your friend, that's on file. It doesn't mean they're listening to you, but it's on file. It means that you don't have the NSA intercepting people's emails or going into the websites that they visit. You can fight terrorism and protect the privacy of the American people at the same time. Furthermore, what we have learned, among many other things, is that the United States government and the NSA was spying on our leaders of allied countries of ours in Germany and elsewhere. What do you think that does to the ability of this country to gain respect around the world, to work with countries around the world when they are saying, you are spying on our chancellor in Germany and you want us to work with you? So it breeds a whole lot of anti-Americanism. It makes us look like we think we have the right to do anything we want. So bottom line here, Alan, is this is a very significant issue. It's an issue, by the way, that brings some conservative folks and progressive folks together. And the bottom line is, yes, we've got to be vigilant in fighting terrorism, but you can do that without attacking the basic constitutional rights of the American people.
So if the NSA will record the emails or the phone calls of Angela Merkel, Bernie Sanders, you're a United States senator. Do you think that they're recording your calls or the calls of other congressmen?
Well, that is a very good question, Alan. I wish I could tell you, don't be ridiculous. They wouldn't do that. I'm not sure that I can. I'm not saying, you know, I suspect it's probably unlikely. But I can't tell you with 100% confidence that is not true. Bottom line is, I think you have people who think that just because they have the technology, they should use it in any way they want. And there has not been the kind of restraint that is needed in a free and democratic society.
And how do you get restrained? Is it that the president has to say don't do it? And has the president said don't do it?
Not as strongly. No, the president has not said don't do it. No, the president has not been as strong on this issue as I believe he should be. And this is tough. I think the intelligence, the oversight for this in Congress rests with the Intelligence Committee. Between you and me, I think they have not been as strong as they should be. Because what ends up happening is, and this is kind of takes place all the time, kind of people get sucked into the agency themselves. Sure. They learn about this. We're all on the same team. Rather than saying, look, our job is to protect, you know, among other things, the privacy of the American people, while we make sure we do everything we can to keep our people safe. So it is a serious problem. I think you will see in a couple of weeks legislation or amendments coming forward in terms of the Department of Defense authorization bill. You'll see some legislation coming out of Senator Leahy's Judiciary Committee. But we have got to tell the NSA that they just cannot do anything they want, which is virtually the case right now.
As we speak, I was watching the president a short while ago on the television, and you know how they always put the people who were in favor of him behind him in the shot. And some guy stood up and started yelling at the president and saying, you know, that he had the power to stop throwing people out of this country. And I'm wondering, Bernie Sanders, that was remarkable because those people who would be opposed to immigration reform, his plan, would probably have taken some comfort in having the president lectured that way, and it might be to his political advantage. There's a question there somewhere, I guess.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, in terms of immigration reform, I think the president has made it very clear that he does support fairly comprehensive immigration reform. We passed something in the Senate which was, you know, not something that I felt 100% comfortable with. There were a number of provisions in there that I had really serious problems with, but I voted for it. The question where we are now, Alan, in terms of immigration reform is, will the House of Representatives do anything? And it's not for sure that they will.
Did they ever learn anything from the last presidential election in which a huge Hispanic vote went against them?
Well, it appears that they may not have. But I think it's not just the Hispanic vote. You have 11 million people in this country who are, you know, living in the shadows. Their kids are living in the shadows. And, you know, I think it's something that we should address.
In some ways, it's a sort of a modern indentured servitude.
That's right. If people do not have legal rights, they can be exploited, and they are exploited. A few years ago, I was out in Florida meeting with people who pick tomatoes. And they are the most, you know, many of them are undocumented, and they are just terribly, terribly exploited. And when you have a significant part of our workforce who is exploited, really impacts everybody, because that drives wages down and working conditions down for everybody when you can get labor that has no protection whatsoever. So I think immigration reform is right from a moral perspective. I think you want to take 11 million people out of the shadows. But it's important for labor rights. It's important for our economy, because if those people are treated with respect, it will, to some degree, slow down this race to the bottom that we have seen in recent years.
And you mentioned the House of Representatives. You serve there. What would make the Republicans say, okay, this is a good idea? Is it only the risk of losing votes?
Yeah. I don't want to, you know, speak for every Republican member of the House. But I think, you know, there is the very strong division within their party. On one hand, you have some folks who are kind of xenophobic and are playing on the anti-immigrant position. And you have some other folks who are saying, hey, look, you know, let's do some arithmetic here. The Hispanic number of Hispanic voters in this country is increasing significantly every year, and you can't keep alienating those people. You have to listen to their concerns and work with them. And one of their obviously main concerns is immigration reform.
Senator Bernie Sanders. Bernie, I can't tell you what it means to us to have you with us, and we always appreciate it and admire you. And so thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. You keep up the great work.
We'll try. Thanks, Bernie.
Bye-bye.